here with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, is meeting the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak today to discuss a potential agreement on post-Brexit trading arrangements for Northern Ireland. The talks, which are due to take place in Berkshire, west of London this afternoon, follow weeks of intensive negotiations aimed at resolving issues linked to the Northern Ireland Protocol. Our London correspondent, John Kilrain.
The talks are being billed as a final list of issues that require top-level scrutiny by the leaders themselves. Although the outcome remains uncertain, it's believed there is a chance of a final resolution today. The issue of how EU law will be accountable to the Northern Ireland Assembly is one of the DUP's main concerns, while the hard Brexiteer group of Tory MPs, the ERG, are opposed to the European Court of Justice having any jurisdiction in Northern Ireland. The new deal would remove checks on goods crossing the Irish Sea from Great Britain and destined for Northern Ireland only. However, it's not clear if MPs will be given a vote on it. It's understood that it could be enacted into law as secondary legislation. However, both the Conservatives and the Labour Party have told their MPs they're required to attend the House of Commons today. John Kilrain, RT News, London.
Further violence has erupted in the occupied West Bank. Yesterday, two Israeli brothers were shot dead in the village of Huwara near Nablus. Later, Israeli settlers set fire to Palestinian homes, businesses and cars. One Palestinian man was killed. The Palestinian Red Crescent said it had treated nearly 400 wounded people, most of them from tear gas fired by Israeli security forces. The Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, is to bring proposals to government in the next few weeks to amend laws to increase the length of prison sentences for assaults causing harm to members of An Garda Síochána and other emergency service workers. Mr. Harris said he would seek to introduce a maximum sentence of 12 years for such assaults against an on-duty Garda or an emergency service worker. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley.
Gardaí have been attacked in recent months in Ballyfermot in Dublin and other areas. And last month, the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, called for legislation dealing with assaults on members of the force to be updated. Justice Minister Simon Harris says he will shortly bring proposals to government to change the law to introduce a maximum sentence of 12 years for assaults causing harm to Gardaí and other emergency personnel. This would also cover the ramming of a Garda vehicle. A bill is already going through the Oireachtas to increase the maximum sentence of assault causing harm to a member of the general population from 5 to 10 years. The Garda Representative Association has met the minister in recent months and it has called for the establishment of a special task force to tackle the problem.
A five-week session of the United Nations Human Rights Council is getting underway in Switzerland today. Delegates will discuss reports of war crimes in Ukraine, the suppression of women in Afghanistan and Iran, and discuss Myanmar, South Sudan and North Korea. The General Secretary of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, will address the Council. Nearly 150 ministers and heads of state and government are attending. The Tánaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, is representing Ireland at the event today. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be dry today with a good deal of sunshine, particularly towards the west. Highest temperatures will be around 9 degrees.